I'm Belle, born and raised in Austin, Texas. I'm a wife, a dancer, and a proud dog mom.
I'm Claw. I'm an aspiring world leader from Austin, Texas. I love shopping, my dog Bruce, and showing others how to love themselves. I'm like Elle Woods, but with more spice.
Mind in order to get ready to speak.
Okay. All right, Claw, so how was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. It was good. John cooked.
He made this. Because we know how you love Valentine's Day.
Yeah, no, it was good. He made this like chuck roast using a Bon Appetit recipe, and it actually came out super. Like, it is literally the best thing that between either of us that we've ever cooked.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Like, I've cooked some like decently tasty things, but like this was the best.
Did it come from that cookbook you got and him for it was, Christmas?
No, so he had looked up a recipe in there, but then he decided he wanted to be more fancy than that. So like it needed like dry white wine and leeks and
who
like
is he?
Rhubarb and all this other
leaking
stuff
everywhere.
But no, it was good. And we just stayed in, and we got our hotel for Paris. So
nice.
That was nice. Yeah, and then got one of the additional flights. So no, it was good. It was really nice, and it was just us here chilling, and we exchanged gifts and all of that. So
oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And how about you?
You know, I hate Valentine's Day. Everybody kept asking me either at work or just texting me or sending me DMs that are my friends, like that know me. They're like, so you getting that Papa Murphy's special again or what's up? So apparently that was a big hit with everybody. But no, I did not. Adam actually made some fajitas for me. I didn't know what I wanted to eat because we had that work thing and it was a soup thing, which was delicious. And so I was
maybe
kind of
no more liquid.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, we had already planned, you know, to go to Silent Disco, Austin Silent Disco, which is amazing. We love it. I didn't want to eat too much because I was like, well, I'm not going to dance and I'm just probably going to have to take a shit at the bar. Like, that's not cool.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But so we had like, you know, two little fajita tacos he made and we went out. He enjoyed it. We had a good time. So that was good to know. Blue DJ was legit.
It was popping.
Dude.
It was popping.
Before we left, Adam still had his headphones on. I took mine off, and then you can hear him yelling. I'm going to have to get away from the mic for a little bit because this is how he was yelling. He was like, turn on the blue one! And like, I was like, oh my fucking God, calm the hell down. And then, but it was because it was Beyonce's Crazy in Love. So I was like,
okay.
All right.
He knew.
So we stayed for that song and then we took off after this. But it was good. It was all right for Valentine's Day, I guess.
Whatever. You had a great time. Stop trying to downplay it. And Adam
but
had a great time too.
He didn't give me no flowers. I was happy. We didn't do all that bullshit. So I was happy with that.
Yeah. No, I didn't get flowers either. He can get me flowers.
Next, I love flowers, but he can give me them next week, like when they on sale. Or shit, go today. Like, I don't care. They 90% off now.
Right when they're on sale.
Yes. But that was good. It was the last. Well, it was like the first official weekend where we hadn't been moving, which was good.
That's true. Finally, because I know that y'all have been over at your mother-in-law's, but
yeah,
I know that y'all
Rachel.
Still had to unpack.
Oh,
a whole
God.
Bunch of stuff,
yes.
And you know, finish just moving things around and getting settled.
Let
and
me just
whatnot.
Say, if you never moved with another person before, like that's a whole other experience, like make or break, not really, but I mean, it feels like it.
Oh, I mean, when John and I moved apartments, that was, and then when they threw all our shit away, which is a story that I'm gonna have to tell y'all later.
Yeah,
that was, woo! Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so you know, we moved in.
Yeah, well, I mean, but y'all are doing it for a good reason, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The reason that y'all are moving, it's in preparation for something bigger.
Yeah, we're looking at home buying, which is great. We already have a broker. They're amazing. And that's just a whole nother thing. Like, woo, financials with that is just crazy. Like, you really need to get your ducks in order. Like, more so, not even just the savings and all that, you know, basic bullshit. Like, there's other shit that you're like, well, I didn't know this entailed going into buying a home. So,
yeah.
And you I know you are still like boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, but I know a lot of people now being more progressive will buy homes, you know, aside, you know, not having to.
Yeah,
have
no,
the
it's
ring
definitely
or not.
Something that we talk about and mm-hmm. that we openly discuss. And so we just have to be very aware of each other's financial situations, which I'm guessing is the same, you know, for you and Adam.
Yeah.
And that y'all have been aware of each other's financial situations since y'all got married. Or there maybe. Might have been some stuff uncovered, like as of lately. Or maybe it's still Adam yet to be uncovered. Poor Adam.
No.
But yeah, so... What does your, I know this is going to be a lot to share with the world, but what does your financial situation look like?
I'm broke, bitches. No. Balling on a budget. No. So I have my student loans, which to a lot of America, they're actually super low and I can't wait to freaking be done with them. Like everybody else in the world as well.
About how much would you say that you have in student loan?
Dude, I only have like 15 grand.
Oh, that's
dude,
not
that's
bad.
Nice.
Yeah,
like,
that's nice.
Most people be like, 15 grand, like that's almost a new car. Like, no. 15 grand, like I'm almost done. That's what I see it as. So that's really nice for me just to see 15 grand on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cool with it.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, like, dude, literally the only thing fucking me up is these medical bills. As you know, or as you may not know to my new listeners, that I have a pituitary tumor and I have endometriosis. That endometriosis has not put a damper on me yet, but the pituitary tumors, they have. I've had 3 of them, done 2 surgeries. It's ridiculous. Those medical bills just stack up. So that's what I'm working with as far as like anything else. I've been extremely lucky to not get myself involved in like deep like credit card debt or anything.
Yeah, which... because I think there's a difference, right?
Oh, yeah. So when you're buying a home or doing really anything, they don't ever look at the medical bills. They mm-hmm. don't. Because it's just like, well, life. Like, what can you do?
Yeah.
Like, really? But, I mean, of course, take care of them. Like, trust me, I was learning that the hard way when I was single. But, yeah, what does your financial situation look like, Claw?
So, mine is just student loans, really. Mine's a little bit more on the severe side. So, to my name, I have about... $60,000, and then under my mom's name. So these don't like affect my credit score. They don't appear on my history, but I pay for them.
No, yeah.
Because she took them out under her name so that way I could go to college. She has about $94,000. So altogether, I would say I have about $150,000 of student debt. Yeah. And I am like on, you know, repayment programs, and I do work for the state, right?
Yeah.
For state government. So I'm really riding on the public service loan forgiveness. So no one freaking cancel it, because after you make 120 on-time mm-hmm. payments, which is 10 years, your loans get forgiven.
Dude, that's what I've been looking for. So I'm like, cool. Even if it's just like, oh, you don't got to pay that extra $2,000. I don't give a fuck. Like, give me that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't care. Because then, so when I look at it, if that were to happen, mm-hmm. Really on for the ones that I'm paying under my name, I would be able to save an extra $500 a month.
And
then my mom, because she's retired, it's rearranged to her the amount that she makes in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so those loans have gone down about $300 as well. So,
That's nice.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for when I can finally rid myself of these things.
For real.
Yeah. But I needed to do them, right? Which I'm sure, like, the same thing for your medical bills.
Oh, my God.
And your student loan bills. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes you rack up debt for things that there's... really, it's out of your control. Like, you really have no other choice if you wanted to better yourself or if you needed treatment.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. There was at one point where the student loans were not to where they are now. Like, they look fantastic, whatever. There was a time when I was single, like when I got divorced, like all the financial shit just got jumbled or whatever, because my first husband was the one who was solely working. Like, I didn't have to worry about a damn thing, which was great, but still, like, and that's a whole nother thing. Him and financials, like, he had like zero care in the world, which is why I like freak out about anything now. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I need to know what's going uh-huh. through, what we buying, what
like,
we doing.
Like, zero care in the sense that he had terrible credit and terrible debt, or zero care in the sense that
he was careless in the fact, like, don't get me wrong, mm-hmm. I like spending some money, but I need to know, like, is this all gonna add, is this adding up? The bills are good, like, we're mm-hmm. good, this is, yeah, so... No.
And then for, I know that was, you know, your ex-husband, mm-hmm. and we kind of really fucking hate him.
Yeah.
And we don't hate Adam. We love Adam very much.
Yes, yes.
So whenever you all got together and got married, right now when I asked you or said, like, you know, I bet you uncovered a lot when y'all got married, it, you know, you kind of hesitated there. You were like, well, maybe not so much. So when, you know, for the advice that I'm looking for, because I'm in a relationship and we're starting to talk about financials a little bit. Mm-hmm. But do you have any advice on for those people who are in that like awkward transition between like dating and marriage and when the best time to have the financials conversation is?
Yeah. So for what I can recommend is that, honest, be open with like everything. Like, this is not going to be one of those conversations that just is lovely. It's just not. Let's just put it this way. Adam's financial situation was amazing. Mine's not so much, because I had all these medical bills and stuff like that. And so that was ultimately weighing down on my credit, as opposed to Adam over here, like fucking fantastic over here, black card status. Damn. And me, I'm like, so am I going to qualify for this Sephora credit card or not? Like, what's happening? Like, let me know. I need this new foundation. No, but in all honesty, be open with the other person, no matter how bad your situation is, because it's going to take two in the long run, especially if, you know, you're planning on this forever business. Like, and then, you know, you get married going
into
this.
When do you think is the best time?
The best time?
Yeah.
Once you get the ring or you put the ring on whoever, like, uh-huh. I honestly think right then and there, because you're going to start talking wedding and all this, and you need to know what you guys can spend, unless you are lucky enough to have these parents that are going to pay for everything, no matter the cost. Like, it's freaking fantastic.
Or if you don't want a wedding, or if then you don't want you're a wedding, just easy.
And
you
like,
were
bam.
Blessed with not wanting.
I was going to say with good taste, but whatever.
No.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, But no, once you get engaged, I think it's important to have that conversation before you get married. Like, regardless, point blank, it doesn't matter where you are in the tax brackets, mm-hmm. or what you're bringing home. Like, in all honesty, have that conversation, because you're going to either want to buy a home or you're going to do extensive traveling, whatever it is that both of you guys love doing. Y'all are going to need to know, because if y'all live separate right now, you're going to have to combine it. When you live together, as I see it, boyfriend and girlfriend, it's almost like a roommate situation, because you're paying half for this, half for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't share a bank account, which you don't have to be. You don't have to share a bank account if you're married. I am learning actually right now that a lot of my coworkers and just people I know, they don't have a joint bank account with their significant other. Which I think it's weird, because I'm like, where your money going? I need to know.
Yeah, that is.
But like, when it comes, so in respect to that, when it comes to like Christmas or my birthday, his birthday, whatever, we won't look at the bank account, because it's like, well, that's, you know, like, they're getting me something, I'm just going to ruin surprises, things like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think in respect to having that, like, it's good to have.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. That's, I mean, what I could really say is just have it as soon as you get the ring, or if you're one of those couples that plan on not like officially getting married, and it's just like, well, we're going to be in a long-term relationship, we don't need a ring, we don't believe in the marriage, all this bullshit.
You may
whatever.
Not need marriage, but you need water and utilities.
Exactly.
So
you need a place of shit.
Right.
Like,
someone's going to have to pay those bills. It's going to come out of someone's pocket, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I just recommend having that conversation, and it's not going to be an easy one. It's not going to be a pretty one, and you're going to feel extremely exposed and vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll suck, yeah, but it's something that you have to do.
Yeah.
And you have to create a game plan and whatnot. So,
and I'm sure that it'll be spread out, right? Like, you're not just going to sit down.
Nah, bitch. I have that conversation all in one.
All at once.
I'm sure Adam probably hates this, but I'm like, nah, let's do this all right now. Okay, cool. We'll come up with this plan. Like, and then we'll work on it. Because I don't like stringing shit out. Like, just mm-hmm. let's do it. Bam. It's over. We'll move on.
Okay.
So what about you guys? Have you guys had a financial conversation yet?
How's
that going?
Slightly. Yeah. Like, I mean, he's really aware of my student loans, mm-hmm. and like how
wild.
Fucking crushing they are
I'm
to my
wild.
Soul. Yeah. No, he's definitely aware of them. And then the fact that I was injured and out of work for like about 3.5 months,
mm-hmm.
Last year, you know, I wasn't bringing home as much money as, you know, had I continued working, because at a certain point I ran out of paid time off.
Dude, that's crushing. And so,
yeah. And so when I ran out of that, you know, I was bringing in like a quarter of what I was supposed to be pulling in for a month. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I had to tell him, look, like, this is all I can do. This is all I got. And, you know, during that time, he was extremely supportive, because I am blessed and lucky in the fact that he has a really, really, really good job that pays really well. So he's able to help support me when I need that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been working full time now. I've been working full time since, I don't know when, sometime last fall. And so, you know, now I actually got to start paying for my part of the bills and whatnot. But it's definitely kind of difficult, because we are at such a different level of income. Like, there's a drastic. It's not like, oh, he earns 10, 15K more than mm-hmm. me a year. He earns 50K more than me a year, mm-hmm. which is a whole nother paycheck to someone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so... it's difficult when we start talking about financials, because we're just in very different situations. And so we're both good at setting aside savings, and we know that saving is, you know, part of our future plan. And so we need to have X amount, you know, within a certain amount of time in order to have the future that we want to have, right? But I feel like I am hyper aware of what my savings looks like, because I have so little, you know, like, yeah. I mean, like, I have a savings, and to someone else, they're probably like, dude, like, to any other average person, right, mm-hmm. who's earning 50K a year, they're like, dude, no, you're doing super well. Like, what the fuck? Like, you have a great savings. Mm-hmm. But I feel like live up to what he's producing, because I want to be an equal half. And it's very difficult for me to be an equal half, because I don't make the same amount. And I have these student loans that I have to pay for every month. And that's about $1,200 every month just going to loans. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any debt that he has to pay, except for his car payment, and then, like, you know, living in the apartment and utilities and stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's no, like, added extra debt to that. And so he can go off and make, like, really big financial purchases, mm-hmm. and he can just, because he has the cash, right? So he's, yeah. like, fuck it, I want to buy myself a new computer, or, like, I want to get this piano, or I want to do this and I want to do that. And he can go and do it, and I have to remind myself, like, hey, that's his money. Like, he has to do he has to do with it. I can't say to him, no, you can't do that.
See, so I was going to ask you, how do you not get involved in your boyfriend's finances? Because I know you just, you know, went back and said, yeah, so we are both saving because this is the kind of lifestyle I want to mm-hmm. have in the future and whatnot. But, like, how do you not get involved in that? Because let's just say, like, something happens and y'all ain't together no more, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, fuck whatever, like, each other was doing for y'all's combined future. Yeah. But, like, so now how do you not get involved in that?
Well, because, so I think we look at it, although we know that we're looking at it towards a combined future, yeah. right now, everything that we have is entirely separate, yeah. right? And so the way that I think to myself, and the way that I keep my savings, and it's mm-hmm. the same mentality that he has, is that even if we're not together, this is the type of savings we want to have. So okay. the savings isn't necessarily just for the relationship, but it's a type of savings that we just personally want to have. Mm-hmm. And so the way that I have to look at it in order to not get involved mm-hmm. is the fact that he just earns significantly more than me. Mm-hmm. So, like, his savings is, like, woo, you know, like, it's huge. Mm-hmm. And he can save, you know, a much bigger amount than me every month. So, like, I might be panicking and, like, oh my God, how could you make that purchase? And I'm like, well, because he earns quite a bit more than I do. Mm-hmm. So when you look at, like, percentage of disposable income that he has in comparison mm-hmm. to mine, his is just greater, and he can still save more than me at the same time.
Okay, but that's looking at big picture, like, when he step away, like, 3 days later after you done blew up at him. So how do you, in the moment, he comes back, he comes home, let's just say he bought, like, a $1,500 computer.
Mm-hmm.
He came home. Right now, while we're doing this recording in your closet, he comes home and he's like, look, I bought this new computer, Claudia. Yeah. Like, you're not thinking logically. You're like how do you not get involved
but,
in that?
But I don't get mad.
To be like, ooh, you know, you should have really saved that because we're going to, like, maybe you should have waited until after Paris. What do you think?
No, I don't get mad because I trust that he is a responsible adult. He knows exactly what his finances look like. Mm-hmm. He knows how much he's saving every month. And savings to him is incredibly important because that's just the way that he was raised. His parents are very, very hard workers. Mm-hmm. And they believe in creating, you know, like a stable foundation for later on. And so I trust him. However, sometimes I don't feel like that.
I was going to say, on the flip side, does John get involved? So,
oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I try my best. I mean, every now and then I'll make like comments. I'm like, baby, you don't need that shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm never like fully serious about it. I never throw like backhanded remarks at him. And he does to me, and I don't think he does it on purpose, like in order to make me feel inferior to him. But there are times when he does get involved in my finances and I just have to tell him, stay the fuck out of my finances. Mm-hmm. They don't affect you. I will figure them out because trust me, as someone whose total gross income amount last year was $41,000, I am very aware of how fucking broke I am and all and how terrible my credit is. Like, I am very aware, trust me, because I'm someone who is a big like future thinker. So I'm like, I want to have this really nice fucking house and I want to be able to get myself a new car and I want to be able to have a nice ass wedding. And I'm not stupid. I know that it takes a certain level of stability in order to get to that point. So like, I'm hyper aware and maybe too aware because I grew up poor. I grew up very, very poor. We lived paycheck to paycheck, you know, like barely hanging in there.
That's a lot of America.
Yeah. And you know, I grew up barely hanging in there. And so my mom, ever since I was growing up, has always talked to me about our financial struggles. And so I am hyper aware of it, and I know that I don't want to live that way, so I am always thinking about it. And I think sometimes I kind of freak out too much, really. Like, no, when I look back at my situation, I'm like, okay, like, it's not that bad. I'm doing better than like 80% of America right now.
No, yeah. And I have a thing too where I will freak out about things. I start looking at the big picture of stuff and I'm like, okay, I need this, I need that, I need to make sure this is getting. And Adam's like, dude, calm down, like, everything's fine, don't worry about it. He was like, you need to breathe. So, and I think that stems from my previous marriage because he was so careless and I like to, and I don't give a shit, call it a control freak issue, I don't give a damn. But like, hey, I need to make sure everything's like in place. It's just me. So
yeah, no, I mean, I think
and I think that's one place where you should really be a fucking control freak is managing your money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I remember even when, shit, we were both at our fucking brokest, single, when you were back here at UT, shit, still making it do what it do.
Oh, girl. There was no paychecks. There was literally one summer where I wanted this studio apartment, but I knew it was way out of my fucking price range. And at one point after I paid rent, I had $20 to my name for 3 weeks. And you know what I ate? I ate sliced bread with a single piece of government cheese on it and microwaved it, and that's what I had for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for about 3 weeks because I needed to make that money go far before like my work study funds got deposited into my account. So I'm very familiar the broke life is like.
So believe, like, you know, we didn't, you know, you might look at our posts and be like, well, damn, you know, this is what they're talking about. They're not talking about messing with no broke people, or look at the way they're dressing. No,
this is because we broke people. We don't want y'all to know.
Exactly. Please believe.
Yeah.
We struggle too. We're real people, you know, and that's what we're about. We want to, you know, just make sure, you know, like, hey, you can look this great too. Let's just go to the thrift store. Like, I'm down. Let's do it. But don't sleep on
exactly.
The thrift store,
so
though.
That's why whenever John gets involved and whenever he'll make these like kind of backhanded remarks, where he'll be like, well, you need to pay this and da 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 da, and you need to get this shit in order. You need to call them. This is all your fault. I'm like, dude, don't you think I fucking know this? Like, don't you think I know this? So then this is where I start busting out all my receipts of everything that I do in order to prep for it. Yeah. Like, you know, like my financial planning. This is where I bust it out because I'm like, hold up. Don't talk to me. Like, I don't know nothing about financial planning because, boy, like, I use this, this, and this. I track it via this, use this for my monitor, like, daily updates, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's funny because Adam used to be like that with me because he's like, well, how did you not pay this? How did okay, well, you have a $1,500 like fucking surgery bill to come out of your ass, you know, to try and pay coming out of your ass when like that was when I was working like in the Bee Cave Center and stuff. And I was like, okay, so you think teachers be getting paid enough? Like, really? Yeah. No, there's not. But I was lucky and blessed enough to have like my family, you know, be like, what you need? We got you. Like, you're paying something? Okay, well, I'll pay for your rent. I'll pay for your groceries, you know. So in that retreat, I've just been blessed now being older. And if I feel like I'm in a financial bind of any sort, I can, you know, I don't want to. And I don't like to lean on them all, you know, for as a crutch. Because no. I'm a big girl. Take care of your goddamn self. Married, single, whatever the hell my relationship status is. But I've been blessed in that retrospect to where, like, shit, if I feel like I'm drowning, like, I can reach out to them. And I know a lot of people like that don't even feel like, you know, they can do that. Even if it's like, you don't have to have the cash on hand. It's like, oh, you know, I need to take out this loan for whatever reason, you know. That hadn't been my situation. But there's people who, you know, maybe their family isn't, like, financially stable in that sense. So, I mean, I'm blessed in that situation. So, with that being said, when we were getting, when you and I have been getting all of our financials in order, I know that has been happening since we've been single. How did you start it off? Like, what were the steps you
it
took?
It was actually you. You told me about Credit Karma.
Oh, dude, they're legit.
When I was trying to figure out how to figure out what my credit score was without doing like a hard check on it, you
know? Yeah, because that ruins you.
Or even doing like a soft inquiry, like you only get like a certain amount a year or some shit, like, I don't know, something like that, some bullshit. I don't know the laws. But you had actually told me about Credit Karma. And so I've been using Credit Karma for years. And you were actually the person that got me onto that.
My grandmother told me about Credit Karma. She was like, you need to check your credit score and you follow up. Oh, okay, grandma. I got you. But no, legit, like, key advice right there. Credit Karma. It's where it's at.
I mean, I absolutely love it. And so whenever I first started using it, it was purely to see what my credit score was at. But now that I've had it for years and I'm going through different phases of my life, I use it for different reasons. And so, like, it alerts you anytime that your credit score has dropped, if there has been hard inquiries, if something has gone to collections, it'll tell you how much, and it lets you actually dispute it right then and there, like in the app itself.
I just disputed two things last night. I was like looking at my credit. I was like, what the fuck? Dispute these bitches.
It's free. And it's free to use. And
they're not selling your information. They're not taking it to do anything else with it. Like 100%, like no strings attached kind of shit. So jump on that right now. You can get the app. You can monitor from online on your desktop, whatever. Download it right now. Like, put yourself like, pause literally. Real quick. Put pause. Go download it.
We'll give you 10 seconds. We're going to have 10 seconds of silence while you fucking download it.
All right, so it downloaded now, right? I don't even think that was 10 seconds.
Yeah. That was more like six, but fuck it, whatever.
Fuck it.
You got slow connection.
Me? Yeah. Damn. But yeah, so Credit Karma is key. I think you use it too now. I think you brought it up the other day when we were talking about podcast stuff, but you were like, bitch, my mint tells me I went over on this, whatever. So, so as far as budgeting nowadays, you know, I use Mint as well. And I guess now you use Mint as well, or been using Mint. Mint is something that you can use to keep track of your financial situation. You can link up your credit cards, your bank information, and it's also free as well. It also can give you your credit score and monitor, you know, anything.
But that's when it's primary use.
Actually, I got it on here.
Same. And so it's really, it's to help monitor like your daily, weekly, monthly spending habits.
You can set your budget for, you don't want to go over on entertainment because you feel like, damn, I've been hitting the bars too much. Like,
So you can set a budget and it'll, as you use like your debit card or credit cards, it'll start categorizing them mm-hmm. into the categories that you set, and it'll help you monitor it, whether or not you're going to go over budget on eating out all the time. So like mm-hmm. mine, after I went out to dinner last night, it was like, you are $35 over budget over or whatever. Budget, yeah. And it alerts you to things like that. And so it helps you become more aware. Yeah. So then you're like, oh, fuck, maybe I should just go to HEB and, you know, actually start cooking here at home,
as opposed to checking your bank account all the time. Because, I mean, granted, like, yeah, I'll look through it, whatever, no big deal, and check our stuff. But, like, I mean, Mint is actually like a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
To really look at everything else. And you also have a section where you can set goals. So even if you're, like we talked about savings earlier, even mm-hmm. if you don't have a savings right now, there's nothing wrong with it. As at one point, none of us had a goddamn savings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start now and you can set goals on how much a month to put aside until you get to a certain date. It can be for just savings, which you should just do.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you never know what's going to happen in life. If you want to save for a trip, they got that option. Home buying, whatever, customized things.
Yeah, and you can start saving any amount, too. It can mm-hmm. be a really nominal amount of, let's say, if you want to put $50 away mm-hmm. every month, you know.
Girl, I was looking out for my broke people. If y'all want to put $5 a month in there, like, do you?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the year, you can get yourself a really nice, you know, $60 meal. Like,
yeah, exactly. And I just say, just because also we're going to stress as much as we can, save anything you have. You know, you may not even be, you know, in a financial situation as myself or Claudia right now to put up an extra 100, 150, you know, more, 200, whatever a month. But like, save anything, because anything, you know, it adds up. It really does.
Yeah.
So, yeah, savings is just a big thing. So, you know, make sure you just do that, because you never know what's going to happen in life. Lose a job. Roommate left.
Yeah, and it sounds fearful.
Your, like, dog gets attacked by other fucking dogs. That's like, not, see what I'm
even
saying?
I don't even want to talk. I forgot to include that in my debt amount. So there's actually more debt that's under my name
pet
than
debt
just
is
my
real debt.
Yeah, pet debt really is. I had to keep Bruce alive.
Yeah.
Beep, but yeah. Stop. That was really traumatic for me.
No, I'm just kidding. Bruce is alive.
But no, she's alive. <know. laughs> But yeah. So, I mean, it sounds really scary. And I know that there's a lot of other podcasts out there who solely all they talk about is financials.
Oh, my God. Yes.
However, in all honesty, like, those scare me, because I have some of the language isn't easy for me to understand. Like, and it's not, and I don't feel
Google.
Like I can relate and be able to, like, oh, we'll open up an IRA Roth 40, you know, compounded interest account and uh-huh. make sure you get this certificate and actually would be good. And it's just, it's terrifying, right? However, financials don't have to be that terrifying. Mm-mm. So we hope that this episode has at least, you know, with Credit Karma, Mint, very, very excellent starting points
exactly.
to start tracking just where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like, you don't have to save nothing,
no.
but just tracking and monitoring what your habits are like.
Know where you're at. At one point, you know, you may want to buy a new car, some bullshit. Like, and, you know, when you go to the dealership, they're going to run your credit. And that's a hard run right there. And that already knocks down a couple of points on your score. So prior to making these big purchases or whatever, use Credit Karma. 100%.
Definitely. Like that, I can't even stress that, guys. It is so helpful.
It is important. Fucking sponsor us.
Yeah, please.
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 Please help us bring it down our debt.
Yeah. Exactly. So with that being said, if you're like Claudia and I, we love free shit. And winning stuff.
And so we decided that since we were talking about financials, although we're fucking struggling, we think that it would be now's the right time to introduce our very first giveaway.
Woo!
So, Belle, what are we giving away?
We're going to be giving away two $25 gift cards to the Alamo Draft House. And let me just tell you, I love the Draft House. So if y'all ain't entering, I'm just going to take my damn self.
Yeah, and that should be enough for a ticket and a burger. Okay, I did the math at least. Okay, so get yourself a nice movie, a nice burger, and a water. Okay, we don't got enough for no milkshake or something. All right, be healthy, okay?
Exactly. So you need to know how to enter. So you can enter by following and subscribing to us either on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening to us on, and screenshot it. You can put us in your story, tag us, or even just send us a message and DM us and that makes you enter to win.
And feel free to reach out to us on Instagram or Facebook.
Yes.
Or via our email, which is also on Instagram and Facebook too.
Yes, sis.podcasts@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. So just be sure to take a screenshot of that and send it over to us. And if you're already following and subscribe us, all you got to do is open up your app and screenshot it and then send it to us and you're entered to win.
Exactly. It's so easy. I feel like the Everest guy. What you got to lose? You're on your phone anyway, screenshotting things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the two winners will be drawn at random. Yes. And we will be announcing the winners on February 23rd. And so this will be open for a straight week. And so y'all have more than enough time to enter. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your partners so that way y'all can go on a double date.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Right. Exactly.
It's all about the savings.
It is. We are here to help you guys thrive in 2020.
Let us help you go on this date. Okay. Or go solo. Whatever. But
yeah, fuck it. Right.
I need no man.
Alrighty, guys, well, that's it. Be sure to look out for our Instagram post, which just goes over the giveaway and how to enter once more, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Let us know how you liked this episode.
Subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify at SysStop.
Find us on social media at SysStopPodcast.
Or feel free to reach out to us at SysStopPodcast@gmail.com.
We can't wait to hear from you.